keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sakura and Ella with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, aged care facilities in Queensland now incorporate lupin flour, traditionally used for livestock feed, into residents' meals to improve their health. The program involves approximately 2,000 residents across 15 faculties and has improved nutrition levels by 29%. Dr. Sherry Hugo, who leads this initiative, highlighted that the program is helping to tackle malnutrition, a condition affecting nearly half of aged care residents in Australia. She says, "We know that when we get the food right and it's enjoyable, we use supplements less." Although Dr. Hugo has yet to publish the lupin-specific findings due to ongoing commercialisation efforts, 10 related research papers have been released. Queensland state election is heating up, with housing, youth crime and public transport at the forefront at debate. As Premier Stephen Miles gears up Labor for the fourth term bid, whilst David Crisafulli's LNP aims to topple the competition, University of Queensland Adam Hanna notes, "The idea that an election campaign will swing huge numbers of votes is not necessarily that realistic. Both major parties emphasise cost of living relief in their campaigns, preparing for a lengthy debate at the issue." In national news, thousands of Australians have rallied across the country in solidarity for Gaza and Lebanon amidst the increased violence last weekend. Aussies rallied in a national day of action in protest of conflicts in the Middle East, with thousands outside Sydney, Melbourne, Hobart, Canberra, Adelaide and Perth calling for an immediate ceasefire. Foreign Minister Penny Wong joined allies in ensuring the ceasefire call with Australia signed for a 21-day stop to the violence across the Israel-Lebanon border. Wong told Sky News on Sunday, "The end game should be peace and security in the region, peace and security for Israelis, and that will require a two-state solution." National Senate leader Bridget McKenzie accused Wong of domestic politics, stating, "We need to maintain a responsible and respectful position in this. We shouldn't be changing just because domestic politics changes here at home."
Almost $29 million worth of illegal drugs have been seized at Sydney Airport over a two-day blitz. The Australian Federal Police and Border Force have charged two foreign nationals after 27 kilograms of cocaine and 21 kilograms of methamphetamine were discovered in two separate drug busts. In an interview with Channel 9, AFP Acting Sydney Airport Police Commander Dom Stevenson said criminal syndicates are exploiting young travellers who may not understand the risks of importing border-controlled drugs into Australia, all for their own financial gain. Both nationals could be facing life in prison. In international news, more than 50 search teams are in place in North Carolina after Hurricane Helene death toll surges to a devastating level. According to CNN Live Update, the death toll has reached 90, with hundreds still being found and rescued, including one particular rescue effort saving 41 people in Asheville. In other affected areas that do still have access to water, gas and food, law enforcement is keeping tabs on possible violent outbreaks over resources. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, "We want people to remain calm. Help is on the way. It is just going to take time." For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with patchy cloud cover. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for